Welcome to another edition of In Focus, a special edition of In Focus today, as we have Jenny Vandermeer with the Leeds, Granville, and Lanark District Health Unit. She is the operations manager of the COVID-19 vaccination program. Jenny, welcome back to Lake 88.
Thanks, Bob. Nice to be back again.
Excellent. Well, listen, it's good to have you here. We know you gave so many updates on vaccinations and so on over the course of the pandemic here. And this is a very important one. We're talking about vaccines for children 6 months to 5 years old. This is one that a lot of people have been waiting for a long time. The obvious question right out of the gate is, why should parents and caregivers get their children aged 6 months to just under 5 years vaccinated with the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine?
Yeah, so we've been waiting for this for a long time. I know a lot of parents have been as well. And it's even though some children get very mild symptoms, and you know, a lot of parents have probably already experienced this with their children, some very mild symptoms of COVID-19, it's not the case for all children. And some children can develop actually very serious, severe symptoms. With the Omicron virus, which is what we're seeing most prevalently in the community right now, we often see a condition called bronchiolitis in children. And this is a severe swelling of those small airways in the lungs of little ones. And this can make it really hard for children of in that age group to breathe, and in some cases can require hospitalization. So even though, you know, some mild infections in some children are quite insignificant, in others it can be quite severe. Even with some of those mild infections, though, a lot of children will develop ongoing symptoms of fatigue, which can really impact their normal routine and their normal, you know, energy levels, those kind of things. And what we're seeing with the studies of the new Moderna vaccine is that in 50% of children ages 6 to 2 months, we're seeing a 50% reduction in symptoms at all within that age group. And for the ages of 2 to 5, a 38% reduction in symptoms of COVID-19. So it certainly is going to be very helpful in keeping our little ones healthy, especially as they go back to school, back to daycare, all of those things as well. For those children that are healthy, it's a 2-dose series that they'll get, and they're 8 weeks apart. For our children who are immune compromised, they're going to get a 3-dose initial set for those children, just to get the added immunity. Even if a child has had COVID-19, we know it's very prevalent in the community, it's really important that this age group still go ahead and get that vaccination. And it's recommended so that we can really boost that immunity. So even though they've had some immunity from the infection itself, it will improve the longevity of the protection by getting their vaccination. It is important for parents to know that if their child has had a COVID vaccine infection recently, it's important to wait 8 weeks before getting that first dose. And the same applies if they're waiting for their second dose. 8 weeks past the infection time is the best optimal time to wait to get that their dose for their child. And the great thing about having this age group protected as well is also to protect their family members. So for those that might be a little bit more vulnerable to symptoms of COVID and more severe illness, this will allow protection for those family members as well.
Now, we know that kids aged 5 to 11 have been getting sort of a reduced dosage of the vaccine. What's the story when it comes to these youngest residents?
Yeah, so for the new Moderna pediatric vaccine for ages 6 months to 5 years, it's a 2-dose series, as I mentioned, with a 25 microgram dose that's given 8 weeks apart. And this is half the dose that is given to the 5 to 11-year-old age group and a quarter size of the adult dose. So a significantly reduced dose. And younger children really only need this lower dose to get the same level of protection from COVID-19.
Are there side effects that parents should be worried about? I know that's a big question on a lot of people's mind.
Yeah. So in the studies of this cohort of children, the vaccine side effects were very similar to what parents are used to seeing with their other routine vaccines. So some tenderness at the injection site, some children very irritable or fussy, which is super common with a lot of their other vaccines, some sleepiness, and a little bit of a reduced appetite in some children is what we're commonly seeing, but very, very mild side effects.
a lot of children irritable and fussy, you said. That's a lot of kids most days, but hey.
Right.
So the next big question, of course, is where can parents get these vaccinations for their children right now?
Yeah, so initially we're receiving a very limited supply of vaccine this week, which we'll be sharing actually with our primary care partners as well as our participating pharmacies in our community. So until we have a more robust supply, we're going to be offering just a very limited number of appointments available within our community clinics. So the community's very aware of our community clinics and how to book into those. So it's going to be a little bit different for this age group, though. Parents can book their child's first appointment on or after tomorrow, Thursday, July 28th, at one of our vaccine clinics by calling our call center rather than booking into our Pomelo online booking system. So the call center line phone number is 1-844-369-1234. That information's on our website as well. So for the interim, while we're dealing with a little bit of a more modest supply, you'll have to book your child through the call center rather than the booking link. We also have a lot of our primary care providers that are providing vaccine through their clinics. So for those families that have access to their doctor or their nurse practitioner, we encourage you to reach out to them to see when they're going to be offering clinics within their setting as well. And pharmacies will also be providing vaccine as well once we start getting that supply going. So for the first couple of weeks, it's going to be a little bit of a slow rollout, but you can certainly call the call center and get booked into one of our upcoming clinics or reach out to your healthcare provider as well and see if you can get in that way.
In our conversation with Dr. Stewart last week, she made a couple great points when it comes to which direction you go. If you are used to bringing your child to your primary care physician for vaccinations and they understand the process of what's going to happen there, that could be an advantage as well. And also, each of the vial, she was saying, does contain 10 doses. So they have to sort of line up a number of these kids in order to get it booked in. So really, it seems to me like there's a lot of options, and comfort is certainly one of them being taken into consideration.
That's right. And we're trying to, as we always do, set up our clinics, our community clinics in a way that, meet the needs of families. So we'll try and offer as much privacy as we can for families that want a little bit of that privacy if they're bringing in more than one child at a time. But it really is comfort level. A lot of children are very used to going to their primary care provider for that. So if their primary care provider is an option, we certainly encourage that as well.
And we do know that there was a little tiny bit of leeway that was given with some of the dosages when it comes to ages, and certain people who were turning a certain age that year were able to get a vaccination. But from what I understand, that's not the case when it comes to the youngest patients.
That's right. So this vaccine is approved for 6 months of age to 6 years. So we cannot and will not be able to provide it for anyone younger than 6 months of age. So make sure that you are booking. They have to be 6 months at the age or on the day that they're getting their immunization. If your child is turning 6 months very soon, you can go ahead and book them into a time slot after they turn 6 months. But if you do show up at the clinic and the baby's not quite 6 months, we will have to rebook them for a later time frame.
Now, if there are two doses needed, will parents need to book the two appointments for their child sort of at the same time?
Yeah, so for our community clinics, you just have to book your first appointment again through the call center. And then at your after the child has had their first vaccine, we will book them at our clinic for their second dose at the 8 week mark. For those that are accessing their vaccine through primary care, that will be arranged through your primary care provider. And the same with pharmacies. The pharmacies will be arranging their own system for booking that second dose. So for to start out, though, just need to book that first dose and then follow up with what is recommended, depending on where you're accessing that.
Alrighty. So now I guess a big question too for parents is, what can they do to prepare their child to get this shot?
Yeah, so as we can know, it can be very scary for children to receive vaccines, and it certainly can be painful for some children and cause a lot of stress. So it's important for parents to stay calm. Sometimes it's even harder on the parents than it is on the child. So having a parent stay calm and providing good encouragement to their child while they're being vaccinated is really important. But there are some good tips depending on the age of your child too that might be helpful. For our really young babies that we're going to be seeing, as well as toddlers, any parents that are breastfeeding their children, doing so right before, during, and after the injection can be really helpful in reducing pain for babies. And we really encourage that for all parents that are breastfeeding their child to do so while they're getting their injection. We see a lot of evidence that supports a significant pain reduction for babies and toddlers as they're being fed while they're having their injection. So that's one option. And holding baby nice and close to the chest as well is really important for comfort. For toddlers and preschoolers, try and prepare them a little bit ahead of time. So sometimes that's reading them stories about what is going to happen, what it's like to go to the doctor or see the nurse. It's good to be open and honest with our children about the procedure, avoiding saying things like it's not going to hurt, because we know that there is a level of discomfort that's involved. And it's choosing the timing. So for our really young kids under four, we tend not to have to prepare them a lot in advance. So sometimes that could be just talking about it the day of, whereas, older children, sometimes giving them a little heads up that this is coming might be helpful as well. And you can give them some ideas about what it's going to feel like. So telling them it's like getting a little pinch, and giving them some options about what they can do to ease their pain. So sitting nice and still, breathing deeply, and different distraction techniques can be really important too. And that's the most valuable thing that a parent can do, is to try different distraction techniques so that the child's not focused on looking at the needle. So one of the best things that you can do is to bring an age-appropriate toy, maybe their favorite blanket or Steffi, a book, some music, some singing, telling a little story or a joke, and just trying to keep things very light. And having your child take some nice deep breaths and blow out slowly is a really great technique to use when they're getting immunized as well. It's important that we keep them safe as well, just in their positioning. Sorry to interrupt you there, Bob. Is we want to make sure that babies and children are kept really safe while they're being vaccinated. So we always want to position our children upright so that they're nice and secure and comfortable. Lying on their back is really scary for kids to receive their vaccine. So having them on your lap, either facing you or facing out in a nice little light bear hug can be a good technique to use as well. And the immunizer will always offer some suggestions on best ways to support your child.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Not sure if you can hear right now, but there, for the first time ever, is a helicopter flying outside the studio here. It may cause a bit of a distraction. I apologize for that. But what can parents do in order to get more information, not about helicopters, mm-hmm. but about these vaccinations?
So we really encourage families, if you've got a healthcare provider, feel free to reach out to them. They've got a wealth of information about the vaccine. As I mentioned earlier, many of them are providing the vaccine within their offices, so that's a great option. In Ontario, we also have the Vaccine Contact Center that is available to answer any questions. I'll give their number as well. This information is on our website too, but it's 1-833-943-3900. As well as SickKids. So SickKids Hospital out of Toronto, they've been fantastic throughout the pandemic in offering resources for parents. And they also have FAQs for parents on their website. And they also offer a service where you can book an appointment with a registered nurse to help address any of your questions or concerns about the COVID vaccine. So all of that information is on our website as well. And it's a really good way to access information that's evidence-based for parents.
Absolutely. Well, Jenny, I know this won't be the last time we speak to you on this topic. It is going to be an interesting few weeks, but I do have to say this though, the last time that the vaccines rolled out for adults, like for the very first time, it was amazing how smooth and how seamless this effort seemed to be by the health unit and the many partners that are making it happen. I have no doubt that we're going to see that again. You've obviously learned a lot from this whole pandemic, and you can apply a lot of that to this particular time too, can't you?
We have, yeah. Sometimes we don't get a lot of notice for things, but we're a well-oiled machine now that we can, really work with a lot of things to get things up and moving. And our partners are fantastic to work with and are always eager to help and get things rolling as quickly and as smoothly as we can.
Well, we're very fortunate to have you, Jenny, and your team watching over us here and making sure that our youngest residents are going to be protected as soon as possible. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today on In Focus.
Thanks, Bob. Take care.
You too. Our guest today on In Focus, Jenny Vandermeer, Operations Manager of the COVID-19 Vaccination Program here on Lake 88. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.